retrouver toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Bonjour, nous sommes des élèves du lycée Louis Majorel de Toul, donc Marie, Ludo, Éric, Julie et Angèle, et nous allons parler en anglais de dystopie.
I'm going to present an episode from the Netflix series named Black Mirror. The one that I chose is named Nosedive. It is the first episode of the third season. The story takes place in an unknown city in a hypothetical future, and the society described in it is ruled by a marking system. Everyone has a smartphone and an eye implant and can, through it, mark or be marked for everything they do, from 1 to 5 stars.
My dystopia come from the series The Rain. The series set in Denmark. A toxic virus has contaminated the rain, and the virus is deadly for humans. In the series, we follow the two main characters, Rasmus and Simon. The virus has been created by Apollon, a scientist organization, and more specifically by Frederick Anderson, the father of the two main characters. And we learned in the last episode that the virus had been created by Apollon for have the control of the entire world. But the problem is the virus has mutated. So Denmark is put in quarantine because the virus kills everybody.
My dystopia is on The 100. This is an American series. This dystopia is really interesting because there is no society. There is just only two rules, the law of the strongest and the survival.
So I'm going to present you the another episode from Black Mirror on Netflix. This is the second episode of the first season, named 15 Million Merits. I choose this episode because I think that's a gripping episode. We don't know where and when the episode took place, but in a few minutes we can understand how this society works and how much that's really horrible. In this society, there are big room with exercising bike where people are cycling to earn some merits. This is the money of the society. And if people are too weak or too much in overweight to do cycling, they got kicked off their exercising bike, and they just do the cleaning of the room. And this society is controlled by a jury, which present an special TV emissions, which name Hot Shot.
My dystopia is about the three books of The Hunger Games. It's a dystopia written by Susan Collins. Katniss Everdeen is the main character, and we follow her story during three books. She lives in Panem, which is equal to the USA after an apocalyptic disaster. Society in Panem is based on fear and submission. People are locked behind fences. They fear for their lives. Each district is specialized in one resource, and all resources are destined for the capital. The society in Panem is a reflect of our own society, but in a harsh way. Books are better than the movies since there are more details, which makes the story more interesting and alive.
Elric, in your description, you had say that there is no society.
Yeah.
But there are. There are society in Sanctum in the season 6. There is a society in season 1 in the space, and in the other season there are societies governed by Nightblader.
It's quite complex, I think, because after the nuclear war, there is just nothing on the Earth, and people are separated in few groups, and inside these groups there is rule, yes, but if we look from another point of view, there is no rule. And Angèle, which one do you prefer of Dystopia?
The 100.
The 100?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why I prefer this Dystopia, but I prefer this series, the series that we are present, because that's one of my favorite series. Merci de nous avoir écoutés et bonne journée.
Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Donc, bonjour à tous. Aujourd'hui, on est en compagnie de Manon, Eva, Alice et Vincent. On va vous présenter des dystopies. Enfin, on va parler de dystopie en anglais aujourd'hui. Et voilà. So, someone wants to begin. Vincent, can you present your dystopia?
My dystopia is The 100. So, it's an American post-apocalyptic science fiction Netflix series. The scene takes place 97 years after a nuclear war that ravaged the Earth. To escape this apocalypse, some people went to space in station orbiting Earth. And after three generations, the leaders of these stations decided to send 100 detainees to the Earth to determine if it was inevitable again.
And why did you do you choose this dystopia?
I choose this dystopia because it's my favorite Netflix series. There is an interesting society. In fact, there is a lot of different societies. The first is in the first season. In space, and the other appear in each season.
Okay, and you, Alice, can you present your dystopia?
Yes, dystopia I choose is a trilogy named Meto, and in this book there is 64 children who are locked up against their will in a house, and there is a lot of violence, and the hero of the story is a young teenager, and he is very courageous, and he wants to know why he is here, and he wants to escape his fate. So I like this book because the protagonist is really enduring, and I think that it's an original story. So you must read this book if you like read.
Okay. And you, Manon, can you present your dystopia, please?
My dystopia is a Netflix movie named Bird Box, and it takes place in North America in the 21st century. The plot is very captivating, since after an unexplained wave of suicide in Europe, which is immediately spread all around the world, there is a mysterious force who controls the populations. The people who keep their eyes open immediately die, so the refugees must live in secret and can't look outside. Despite the situation, a woman and two children decide to flee and follow a river to reach a place where they can live freely. But they have to do this trip blindfolded.
And according to you, are we supposed to watch this film?
Yes, because I think the dystopia is very original and it's not like the other movie. It's a very good movie. We are not boring while watching this.
Okay. And to finish, Eva, can you represent your dystopia?
I choose Hunger Games. So it's a science fiction movie with three sequels. It's a dystopian movie. Indeed, it is located in a post-apocalyptic America with several districts, more precisely 13, including the capital, which is where the government lives. Our main character, Katniss, is in the 12th. These districts are controlled by the capital, which organizes each year a draw where a girl and a boy between 12 and 18 years old are drawn in each district in order to participate in an extremely dangerous game show named the Hunger Games. In this show, participants have to fight and only one has to survive.
And why do you like this film?
Because they are good. They are famous, so it's not for nothing. And it's a science fiction movie, so there is action. And the actor play very well.
Okay, thank you. So, donc, bah, merci de nous avoir écoutés et au revoir.
Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Bonjour à tous, nous sommes des élèves de la première G2 du lycée Louis Majorel à Toul. Donc je suis en compagnie d'Alice, Tom, Lou, Manon et Eva. On va aborder le sujet de la dystopie et on va essayer d'en débattre, voir ce que vous en pensez chacun. Donc il faut savoir qu'on va parler en anglais, donc ça va pas être facile. So, a dystopia, it's a community or a society that is undesirable or frightening, a very bad or unfair society in which there is a lot of suffering, especially an imaginary community. For example, Tom, what do you think about dystopia? Do you like or do you dislike and why?
Yes, I like dystopia because in all dystopia, in my view, there are rebirth. And it makes the film or the books more sympathetic or cool to watch or read.
Okay. I see. And you, Eva, what do you think about dystopia?
I think it's good because there is action and there are a lot of story, so it can be different.
Yes, a different topic, I understand. Lou, do you dislike the dystopia or not?
I like dystopia. For example, Black Mirror is a dystopian series around the reader by showing the harmful consequence of an ideology presence in our time.
And Manon, are you the only person who dislike the dystopia or not?
No, I like dystopia too, because I think it shows a different vision of our world, so it's cool.
Okay. So we're gonna to try to argument.
And you, Axel, do you like dystopia?
No, I dislike dystopia because it's imaginary, so it's not real and
prefer realistic films.
Well, I just like film in general. I don't know why, but I just like dystopia. And,
but dystopia is based on the reality, so you can like dystopia if you like the things which are realistic. You don't agree?
No, I disagree. In some dystopia, it's just imaginary, and it's not based on the real.
Yes, in general, the dystopia, the dystopia are the science fiction film, so it's not real, and it will be never real. It's based on the fiction.
Yes, but I think that there are always common points with our own society, and sometimes dystopia want to denounce the problem that we have in our society. Of course, it's not a thing that could happen, but it's a warning.
Yes, but our society is not a dystopia. It can have common point, but a little.
Are you agree, Manon?
I agree with Tom, and I think that sometimes the dystopia is too difficult to understand. So that's why I only like some dystopia, not all.
Okay.
I don't agree because the dystopia is an inspiration by the reality. So it's not it's easy to understand.
Okay. Thank you, Tom, Alice, Lou, Manon, and Eva. And me.
Thank you, Axel.
Yeah, you.
Thank you.
Bonne soirée, bonne journée à tous. Merci de nous avoir écoutés. On se retrouvera peut-être. Peut-être pas. Sur un autre sujet ou pas. Merci.
Au revoir.
Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Bonsoir à tous, c'est la classe de première G2 du lycée Majorel de Toul qui va vous parler de dystopie et qui va vous présenter des films, des séries, des livres qu'ils ont lus et regardés. Amy ?
Yes. The Minority Report movies take place in 2054. In this dystopia, it's a story of a man named John Ardenton, who is accused of committing a crime in the future. The society of the future has eradicated crimes with a system of prevention, detection and repression with which it shows image to the police with three extra lucid states called pre-crime, hidden from the world. John is therefore chased by the police, who are convinced that he will kill a man. All along the movie, John will want to prove his innocence.
Manon, what about you?
My dystopia is Blade Runner. Blade Runner is a science fiction and dystopian movie. The movie is set in Los Angeles during the years 2049. The main heroes of this film, who is nicknamed the Officer K, who is Black Runner. He is responsible for eliminating the old robot prototype. Officer K lives in a society in which the government is led by LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department. The government is established a kind of dictatorship in society.
Okay, thank you, Manon. Leo, your turn?
Yes, I will present you the film Maze Runner. This film takes place in a land of dystopia. This is an action fiction where a teenager wakes up in an elevator without remembering his identity. He is found among other young people in a vast grassy area called The Block. The block is surrounded by high stone wall. The other people in this area created a society where everybody have a job. The leader of this society told the rules to the new arrivals. Don't be lazy, don't molest, and more importantly, never go to the other side of the wall. The atmosphere throughout this film is dark and mysterious. Every day, people are designated to explore the labyrinth and try to find a way out. They have to return before dark, otherwise they will not survive. Because in the night, deadly creatures called scratches wandering within its wall. Finding an exit is the only way for them to escape from where they are. This is an horror fiction. Teenagers are left to their own devices.
Okay, thank you very much. Burek.
I will talk about dystopia in The Walking Dead, but first of all, let me introduce the series. The Walking Dead is an American drama and horror television series. The story follows the character of Rick Grimes, interpreted by Andrew Lincoln, a sheriff who wakes up from a coma of several weeks to discover that the population has been ravaged by an unknown post-apocalyptic epidemic that turns humans into undead, called walkers. After finding his family, he quickly became the leader of a group of survivors from Atlanta. They will have to survive in a post-apocalyptic world with other groups of survivors, some of whom are even more dangerous than the walkers themselves. The Walking Dead post-apo that first glides towards utopia in the early days of Alexandria, a self-managed and relatively harmonious community, then towards dystopia with the regimes of terror of Negan and the governor who recall that when there is no more law, it's no good. There are many different places in this series. In season 3, the places are West Georgia Correctional Facility. It's a prison. Rick's group, opposite to Woodbury, the governor's group. In season 7, the places are Alexandria, Rick's group, versus the Sanctuary, Negan's group, called the Saviors. And in season 10, the places are Alexandria, opposite to the Whisperers, Alpha's group. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Naomi, do you want to finish with yours?
I don't add anything about the Minority Report. Amy has said the all important things.
Did you like this movie?
I don't see all the movie because I don't.
Did you see only the trailer?
No, I see the beginning, but.
Okay, thank you very much for trying anyway. Bonne soirée à tout le monde, merci de votre écoute.
Merci.
Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.